It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Getting around could be difficult this morning. Around Denver and along the Front Range, heavy snow overnight has left roads snow-packed and slippery. Some spots can expect more snow early today, then some clearing later on and tonight. Colorado's COVID-19 situation is shaping up as a race between delivering vaccine shots and emerging variants that are more easily spread. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state has seen steady declines in transmission, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths after a brutal late fall surge. But the number of cases with the mutation the state describes as a variant of concern of the coronavirus have slowly grown to around 100. Dr. John Samet is an epidemiologist with the CU School of Public Health.
The worrisome thing is how quickly it spread in the UK.
One nationally prominent epidemiologist predicts the darkest days of the pandemic could be ahead, saying the recent drop in cases in the U.S. represent the lull before the storm. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Colorado ACLU has filed a lawsuit challenging the rules of an Aurora neighborhood prohibiting LGBTQ symbols on residents' property. A resident in the Whispering Pines District was fined for displaying a pride flag. The ACLU argues the rules violate the First Amendment and the Colorado Constitution. Two roads in southern Colorado are newly designated National Scenic Byways. One is in the Spanish Peaks region near La Vida. The other connects Gunnison to South Fork through Lake City and Creed. Kathleen Murphy with the Creed Chamber of Commerce says she hopes the designation will encourage more visitors in the fall and winter.
Lots of aspen, so in the fall it is just golden almost the entire drive.
Colorado now has 16 national scenic byways, more than any other state. The weather ought to be clearing up along the Front Range through the day for a sunny and breezy day tomorrow. This is CPR News.